Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Tim Chambers. What is nutrient pollution? According to NOAA, it is the process where too many nutrients are added to bodies of water and can act like fertilizer, causing excessive growth of algae. Both nitrogen and phosphorus occur naturally in water, soil, and air. However, when we refer to nutrient pollution, we are largely talking about pollution related to human activities. Sources of nutrient pollution are commonly categorized as either point or non-point sources. Point sources include wastewater stemming from sewage treatment plants, industries, and factories. Nutrients found in these wastewaters are easily quantified and regulated. Non-point sources, on the other hand, pose a greater threat, as they are much more difficult to quantify and control. These sources include stormwater runoff, agricultural runoff, and urban sources such as lawn fertilizer, pet waste, septic tanks, and organic material. Massive algal blooms resulting from excess nutrients consume large amounts of oxygen in natural systems, leaving little available for the survival of other aquatic life. A prime example is the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico, currently the size of Connecticut and Rhode Island combined and still growing. High levels of nitrates in drinking water supply is directly linked to human health issues such as blue baby syndrome, a life-threatening blood disorder in infants, and in adults, thyroid dysfunction and increased risk of thyroid cancer. The Clean Water Act of 1972 has brought many improvements to surface waters across the United States. However, decades later, we struggle to make significant reductions in nitrogen and phosphorus in our rivers, lakes, and coastal sounds. Agricultural non-point source pollution has overtaken point sources in terms of its contribution to nutrient pollution. According to a USGS study, there is no evidence for widespread improvement in riverine nutrient pollution, despite voluntary efforts to curb farm runoff. Farm-generated nutrient pollution has led the Des Moines Water Works to sue three upriver counties to get them to reduce polluted runoff affecting the drinking water supply for 500,000 people. According to the U.S. EPA, drinking water violations for nitrates have doubled in the last 8 years. Strategies and practices to curb nutrient pollution in our waters do exist. The question is, can we rely on voluntary programs to adequately deploy and implement on-farm nutrient reduction strategies to the extent necessary to protect our waters?
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.